this time, Bruce is going to give a testimony. And then after Bruce, we have three more hymns, sings that we're going to do this morning.
Come on up. Bruce, you can come up here.
Let's see. Where are we? My company used to spend a whole lot of money with the Postal Service, like just under $50 million. Well, I'll usually get you a seat at the table, so I have been fortunate to meet and dine with three different Postmasters General. That is a cabinet post. So a kid from Bureau, Illinois, meeting folks like that wasn't really in my lexicon. But again, we spent a lot of money there. I was asked to give a speech in Washington, D.C. once, believe that or not, too, at a postal forum. It's a national postal forum where leaders from the postal industry get together and, you know, meet and discuss and things like that. So I got through the speech and all that, but I was finished early in the afternoon. I went back. I was staying at the Capitol Hilton, which really is about a stone's throw from the White House. And so I decided to take a walk to the White House. So, coincidentally, I walked up to the front gate where you may see on TV cars coming in. And I didn't know who was in there, but being a veteran, I stopped and saluted, thinking, well, by default, I'm going to salute the President of the United States if that's who's coming in here, my Commander-in-Chief. So couple, three, four cars went in, and I continued my walk around the White House. Just encircled the whole thing. And there's a street kind of on the back side there, and I'm walking down that street, and a guy came out from somewhere, I know not where, put a gun in my back. And I can remember praying for my sons. Sorry. They were 4 and 8 at the time, and I was praying that someone would raise them right. Because I figured this, I figured I was done. And I said out loud to the guy, I said, you can have everything I have, which is darn little, but I have two sons at home, 4 and 8, and I'd really like to live to see them again. Whereupon, and I guess kind of inexplicably, the guy took the gun out of my back and turned and walked away. Just like that. So, God was there. And it's a major thing that happened to me because, you know, it's not every day you get a gun in your back and then you kind of live to tell about it and you don't get shot and you're able to move on from there. But I just, I think I relayed this story to this wonderful pastor down here. She suggested I tell this story because if it had a title, it would be entitled, You Want to Talk About Prayer, because that's what I was doing. And while he knows better, not always in our perception, not always answered, certainly answered that day. So that's really kind of all there is to the story. There's another little story that I told Caroline about, but I'm not sure I should tell that one. It's maybe for another day. I've taken up enough time, I suppose. But anyway, that's all. Oh, you do want to hear that? Okay. Well, all right. All right. In 1969, I was stationed in northern Thailand. And I met this fellow by the name of Fred Erk, E-R-K, Erk. He was from South Philly. Neighborhoods don't get any tougher than South Philadelphia. And we're overseas, you know, he bought a motorcycle over there. So we decided, I was going to ask why to be my straight man, but whatever. So we decided to ride to Burma, you know, go west out of Udon Thani, and you'll be in Burma in a little while. And I was going to ask Bonnie, why were you going to Burma? Whereupon I would say, well, to see a tiger, of course. Burmese tigers, I don't know. Anyway, we rode over there, and I think we got just into Burma where there's absolutely nothing. And we turn around, and we're riding back. And this is a two-cycle motorcycle, and Fred's about as tall as I am. We're both pretty big guys. I'm riding on the back of this stinky, hot motorcycle. And we're coming across this dam, and I notice there's water, a lake above the dam, and to this side, I look down, and it's a waterfall, you know, and there were natives swimming above the dam, fairly calm. So, Fred, it's 110, what do you think? Let's go down there and go for a swim. You know, I don't care if it's in skivvies, I don't care, you know, about any of that. It was 110 degrees, so we decided to go for a swim. And I dove in the water, and it was the most refreshing thing ever. You know, and I took a 10, 20 strokes upstream, and I just flipped over on my back and just kind of relaxed. And I realized the current had me. And later, a buddy of mine who was really into geometry and all that, we went back there, and he determined it was 135 feet cliff high. That's pretty tall, 13-story building. Think of it that way. So I knew I was had. I was in the current. I couldn't do anything. I'm going backwards. And I guess my prayer was, very simply, it's up to you, Lord. Because I got nothing here, you know. Well, I went over the cliff, and somehow I went into this rock the size of a house, great big rock, and my legs locked into this stone, and the water's hitting me. And Fred, after some time, he came around to the waterfall, and I can see he's yelling at me, which I can't hear anything. And finally he gets that I cannot hear him because the waterfall is hitting me in the back. And he motions to go this way toward him. And I'm thinking, how's that going to work? So I'm right under this waterfall, really, probably halfway down. And so I unlocked my knees, and like a shot from a slingshot, I went over the waterfall. And on the way down, I'm thinking, oh, I hope it's deep. I can't swim. And I landed in there, and I remember touching bottom, but I came up, and it just took me downstream. And I ended up riding this this rapid river for probably at least a half a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile, down on my rear with my feet out in front and just trying to stay alive, you know, trying to stay up. And ahead of me, pardon me, I saw an island. And I saw where this river split and went right and left. And so I swam as hard as I could to this, and I was pretty beat up, you know, to this island, and I made it to the island, but then I'm thinking, Doomy, you have to get back, you have to cross this raging river again. So I remember I remember trying to gather myself, and I took note of the damage, and I had no broken bones, but I was bleeding from everywhere. My head, my arms, my legs, I was just bleeding from everywhere from going down this thing. And I thought, I'm on the island, I thought, I gotta get out of here. So I aimed at this one rock across the way, and it was about from here to Paul wide, probably. And I dove, aiming upstream, and I ended up way downstream again. Crawled out of there, and there were a lot of natives there. And as I'm walking back, I'm aware that I'm kind of beat up and so very thankful. I'm literally, thank you. And I'm walking back, and there's a whole bunch of natives there, and they start applauding as if I had done this on purpose. Not the case. But anyway, that really is, other than, I guess, later, I was so thankful to be there and kind of beat up and not bad. We got back on the bike. We rode. I had duty that night. Got back on the bike and rode back to Udon Thani. And I was gratified to not be completely, you know, dead. And our shop was the only building on that whole base of like 10,000 people. That was enclosed building, and you know there was an actual bathroom there, not a, well, never mind about latrines in the military, but there was an actual bathroom there. And hours later, I went down the bathroom. I'm walking back down a hallway, typical hallway in the middle of a Morton building, enclosed, 4 or 5 feet wide, and it's the replay is still in my head today. I can see it as if it happened 10 minutes ago. Fred was walking toward me, and he was going to say, you know, you all right? And I saw Fred fall down. Except it wasn't Fred falling, it was me. I passed out right then, went into shock then, I guess. So you know, there's a lot of military guys that a lot of things happen to, and some of y'all had those experiences, I'm sure. But God is faithful, and he is always there. For which I'm grateful. Sorry.